All right, our next page is piece number 97926. Dip Nail and Spa by Kim, SNT 19918. Kim Own La, 519-00148. All right, so
they're here.
Oh, great. Would you please come forward to, do we have a specific sign?
No.
Sign, there you go. You established it. First time we're in this room, so.
You'll be at the solicitor. Mr. Chair, members of the board, we do have an interpreter. Our interpreter here. Can you please state your name for the record and your purpose in the meeting today?
My name is Matt. I'm the Vietnamese interpreter.
Okay. All right.
And the record, I apologize, I should have stated in my opening on that, that the record should reflect that the board hired this interpreter.
All right. Okay, so before we begin, just where the testimony you give today will be as fair. Will be complete. Just state your name. Okay, thank you. Please have a seat. So our investigator is here. Would you please review this case for the state your name too, for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Begley and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On December 21st, 2022, I conducted an investigation of the Dip Nail Spa by Kim. I spoke with the manager, Tim Tan. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. A licensed operator working on a client at the time of the investigation. I verified the license, you will see in the photos attached to the report. I verified the licensee personal license on the board database and determined that she submitted an application. However, at the time of the investigation, she had a California license. I provided the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
How was the facility?
It was clean.
Okay, does the board have any questions of Ms. Bergeron? Would you review this case with us, please?
Cái ngày tháng 3 năm 2022 là em có nhận được grant nhân viên từ làm từ dịch vụ ở Classic Nail cách đó 3 phút đến xin việc làm.
On the March 22, 2022, I have received the three of the employees that came to the shop and they would like to apply to be the employee for my shop.
Ba người họ có tên là
three of the people that I have in with the rabbit license I have in my phone in here is
and her
half sister is a farm through bottle.
And một người bạn đi cùng và sống chung nhà với nhau tên là.
And the other person is Nguyễn Huy An. They live in the same house. And they're friends.
She has a license in California.
Cô này này.
Authorized in California.
And Ms. Wayne, no, Wayne, she has a license in California.
But, I don't see you not banned in it, yeah, they see AM, they buy her, yeah, they also say everyone. They will, they will, they can say, huh, but come go ahead. Thành có cái cái người này là không có hình trên cái license của họ, không có hình.
That day, that the three of the people came to the shop and they showed me the license, but without a picture.
Thì trong quá trình họ làm việc, chỗ em là một năm, đúng một năm.
They worked in my shop for about a year.
Thì trong cái quá trình mà em không hề biết là người này là có bằng California mà em nghĩ là có bằng Arizona.
At that time, I didn't realize that she had the California license. I only know that she has license, but I didn't realize she had the California license.
Yeah. And they all come and just, I know that this is show me the license in California.
And when the staff board came to check and, you know, she showed that she has a California license.
Em hơi bị bất ngờ với cái vấn đề đó, tại vì em không hề nghĩ là bằng.
I was completely shocked because I was trusting her the first moment that she came to the shop to apply to be an employee.
Và em không biết là cái bằng em phải khi lúc đó em mới biết được cái bằng đó là cô ấy mới có và chưa kịp đổi qua IBM này.
I realized at that time that she has a California license that she didn't really convert to Arizona license yet.
Yeah. Khi mà em biết được là cái bằng đó không có sự thật ấy, thì em có tranh cãi với cái người quản lý là người anh của cô đó.
Then I talked to a man manager before.
Manager là người anh của cô đó.
The ex manager is also her brother.
Yeah. Thì vì cái chuyện đó mà bây giờ họ đã rời đi và họ làm một cái shop khác ở cách em 12 phút.
Because of that, after the argument with her, and then she left the shop, and she's no longer working with me.
Và khi mà trong quá trình họ làm việc ở chỗ em một năm trời, chưa bao giờ làm thấy họ đi học bằng. Tại sao cái bằng đó là bằng mới?
At the time that they were working for me for about a year, I never seen you know, they go to any kind of training or anything like that.
Tại vì tiệm của em rất là vật, họ làm việc cho tiệm của em 7 ngày trên 7.
Because my shop was very busy, I didn't really have time to check about my license, and we were working like 7 days a week.
Em có những cái phiếu trả tiền để chứng minh là họ làm việc cho em 7 ngày trên
1
tuần. Tâm thân nghỉ 1 ngày trên 1 tuần.
I have all of the receipts and all the bills that I pay her, you know, to prove that she worked that 7 days a week. And, sometimes they up one day, like Sunday only.
Ms. Bergeron, this case is just about the one unlicensed employer. Yeah, everything else is okay. It's just okay.
Tracy Mayfield, Ms. Bergeron, was the California one?
Yes.
Up there?
She had it on her phone.
So it wasn't displayed, but. When you asked for her license, she showed it to you, but it was a California license.
Right, it was a California license.
Were the other licenses tested?
Were the other ones?
Thank you.
Nhưng mà cái này là lỗi của em, do em không có cái number để check cái ID của họ, nhưng mà em vẫn em bị phạt $250, em cũng sẵn sàng mang thay.
I admit that was my fault. I didn't check license when they came to the shop to apply for, you know, to become in line. I'm willing to pay the fine.
Okay. All right. Does the board have any other questions?
All right. Okay.
Not for any. Just what are our options for? I guess.
Your options are what I think is the staff recommendation is to the 250 that's on there. And then first step is, did this happen? You have to get
yeah. So I would, Tracy Mayfield, I move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violations.
Goodman, second.
A motion, second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we agree this happened. Now, do we have an order of discipline motion?
I guess is that the standard fine for?
Yes.
This is Goodman. I would suggest in this case that we go with something along the line of a non-disciplinary letter or some kind of education that way, so that the expectations around this are better understood and in writing versus a fine. I think we have a shop owner here who is trying to follow the laws and understand them, and it probably has already received the education we need.
Tracy, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this out loud.
No, but the education through, yeah, we can discuss it.
She had everyone else's license displayed except the one from California. It clearly said California, and she looked at any kind of license that said California, and it's very clear. And she's been working there for a year.
Yeah. So you think there's a knowledge, yeah.
Knowledge of it.
And it wasn't even posted, it was on the phone.
Yes. So, and others were.
It's supposed to be posted.
So it's, I would say blatant.
Okay.
And not against.
Knowing the difference.
Knowing the difference, seeing the license. I mean, I guess a California license looks different than an Arizona license. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't posted and others were. It's clear and kind of blatant to me.
Okay.
All right. So do we have a motion of discipline in this matter?
Well, I move that we impose the following discipline as our order in this matter. I'll go with the 250. I consent to the agreement, 250 civil penalty and a 12-month probation period.
With early termination.
With early termination.
Goodman, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You opposed? All right, in this case, we don't necessarily believe you were trying to cause harm, but you did knowingly break the law. So we're going to charge a $250 fine. You can pay it off when you want. It has an early termination, so the probation ends. You'll receive a letter to this effect from the board.
I guess you. I already received the letter, so I'm willing to pay today.
Yeah.
However, the staff can deal with that.
Unfortunately, Mr. Chair, members of the board, we don't have staff here today that can manage that, but we can certainly do it after the meeting or Monday.
Okay. Is this something to do online?
No, we'll have to issue the consent agreement pursuant to this board motion this morning, and then they will have to.
So that should be a second piece of paper.
Yep.
That defines what happened, and then you can pay from that. Okay, and we appreciate it. We know you weren't trying to be bad. Things just happened.
I'm sorry, it's on my part, but I didn't really follow the law. I'm not trying to violate anything, but you know, because also my English is not so good, and also I didn't understand the law clearly in many parts of my way. It's my fault.
You're good.
It's an educational experience for me that I think from now on I know that I have to check for the license for any employee working for the
job. Well, we wish you well. You're done today. You may leave, and we appreciate you. Thank you. All right, our next case is case number 97988, Salon 520 Beauty Lab SCOS 28554, Salon 520, Beauty Lab LLC owner, Lin Sang Quan, 11800382.
Yes.
You're on phone?
Yes.
All right, let me swear you in. Do you swear that do you swear or affirm that the testimony of today will be full and complete?
Yes.
And state your name, please.
Eun Chang Kwan.
Thank you. I'm going to have my staff investigator review this case with us, and then we'll come back and ask you questions.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation, signed LLC attestation form on file for this case.
Excellent. Well done. Would you please?
All right. Good morning, Mr. Begley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On December 15th, 2022, I conducted an inspection of Salon 520 Beauty Lab. I spoke with the owner, Eun Kwan, and during that investigation or inspection, I identified the following violations. I found a small dog in the salon. It was unleashed and barking. I asked the owner if this was a service dog, and she replied no, but the dog made her happy, and that's why she named the dog Happy.
Very reasonable.
You can see the photos attached to this report. So also, during my inspection, I did find a personal license belonging to Ms. Carol that had been expired over 1 year. After further review, Ms. Carol did renew her license the same day of the inspection. If you have any further questions, I'll be happy to answer those.
We see in the evidence that Happy has a service dog certification.
Mr. Begley, members of the board, at the time of my inspection, there was no postings of any sort of certification, and the owner told me that the dog was not a service animal at the time.
All right. Ms. Kwan, would you review this case with us, please? It looks like you tried to clean up the paperwork right away.
Yes. So on December 15, 2022, Inspector Helen came in for inspection of my salon and saw my service dog, Happy, and asked what the dog is doing here. And I responded that Happy is for my comfort. And she asked me what comfort. So I told her for anxiety, but she said anxiety doesn't apply having dog in the salon. She never asked me if it's a service dog. After that, she put not service animal on the report. I didn't realize until she left the salon. So I've been trying to communicate with State Board regards to this matter, and they pretty much didn't have an answer for it. So I waited and received first monthly report email on January 9th, 2023, stating that the status of the inspection remains under investigation. So I replied back next day, January 10th, 2023, asking why my certified service dog was reported as not service animal for clarification. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit emotional because I'm getting...
You're doing okay. You're doing all right.
I registered him in March 22, 2022, which was way before inspection date. After I replied with a question, Ms. Amelia Hernandez responded back on behalf of the compliance department. I do understand the confusion. You probably have that record that I sent the email to. You meant back to. And I just feel like I just don't understand how I violated the law, regulation. And also, I didn't know she took a picture of me holding Happy. She never asked me if she could take a picture for her proof or record.
Okay. Can you address the expired license?
Yes, that's renewed right after.
Right, but it appears that it might have been a couple of years.
It's actually not. She's the renter. She rent booth from my salon.
Oh, the person with the expired license was a booth renter for you?
She was a booth renter, and I didn't know that was expired. So I told her, and she renewed right after. So it's valid now. I just don't kind of understand having penalty and probation just because I have service dog in the salon and she didn't verify, which I have my ID with me. I carry all the time.
Okay. So who's the, I don't see on this report that the license belongs to someone different.
The license, Mr. Begley, members of the board, the expired license belonged to Sheila Carroll. She was a licensee that was working in the salon at the time of inspection, and it was expired for 16 months. However, she did renew it the same day of the inspection.
Okay, I guess my confusion is, why isn't she on this board? I mean, she's the one that had the expired license. Why?
Mr. Begley, members of the board, because it goes against the owner of the salon. Even though she's a renter, the owner is the one that carries the establishment license.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. So, Ms. Kwan, do you understand that point?
Yes.
Okay, so it is your booth renter, but apparently it is also your responsibility. That's why we were talking to you about this point.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, do we have any other questions from the board?
So the $250 penalty is for the unlicensed barber.
Cosmetologist. Baby members of the board, the $250 penalty is for the salon, the animal in the salon.
Is there a penalty for the...
Yes, sir.
Is that part of the $250?
That is the $250. It's for the salon,
okay, but,
the animal in the salon.
Okay. What about the expired license for 16 months of not being renewed?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the $250?
No, sir. Well, the $250 is for the animal in the salon.
The $250 is for the animal. There is no penalty for the expired license?
She renewed it the same day.
And we're taking the position that because she paid penalties when she renewed it, that's why there's not an additional penalty for being unlicensed?
It would be a $500 penalty if we included the expired license.
$250 for each?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually a lot more concerned about the expired license than I am about the dog confusion. The service animals have been a pain for us forever. You know, which one is, which one's not. But the license is pretty clear.
Is there anything clear in the rules that says it should be stated, the service animal?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, unfortunately, as Member Mayfield, as Gary said, it's a very tricky, the service animal thing is very tricky. The state law versus the federal law, it does state that it has to be a dog. It can't be a cat. And in a few rare cases, it could be a miniature horse. And there are a lot of, there's just a lot of unknowns about service animals and dogs and salons and some of those types of items that I think the board has quote unquote litigated in history, but has really never taken a specific stance in rule or attempted to take a separate statutory stance for future statutory change at this point.
Because federal and state conflict.
There is something in our rules to the extent around service animals, but I think it's my understanding of it's vague without having it right in front of me.
This is Goodman for our attorney. The way this case is agendized, are we able to assess a fine on the license issue, or are we in a spot where we can only address the service animal?
Mr. Bagley, Mr. Goodman, members of the board, you can, because the way it is has been alleged is that there was an active personal license over inactive over 1 year. It also does refer to the service animal, and that is under AAC R410-112-T2, and it is very specific. It says that only fish in aquariums and service animals are allowed in the establishment, and that the establishment must comply with state and federal requirements. From my understanding, a service animal is an animal that does work that would help an individual who has like impaired vision or has a medical condition and needs to have medication. But as far as I do not believe that emotional support is within that definition.
And I've seen here in our report that there is a service dog license. You just did not have it posted.
Yes, I'd like to review that if I could.
Service dog or emotional support.
I don't have it.
All right. I think it's a minefield to mess with the dog.
I think we want to pivot to the license, and great that the licensee came current that day, but that, you know, doesn't account for the months that, you know, passed. So normally on our consent agenda, we do this as a $150 assessment fine. So I'd move that's what we do in this case, is a $150 fine to cover the board costs and expenses, and assess that as how we conclude this issue.
Where are we moving to adopt?
Oh, do I have to find the? Yes, we should first apologize. I'll take that off the table. Let you guys do the work of the board, right?
Tracy Mayfield, I move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violations in the formal hearing complete.
Second, Marshall Knox. Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Wait. What are we? Which finding are we adopting? About the life, only about the personal life.
Well, that she has what she says, which is both were accepting that it happened, that there was a dog there, and that the license was over a year.
Well, I believe a dog was there. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm going to have your executive director speak more specifically to this service dog certification that I believe that the licensee did provide to the board.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, the respondent in this case did provide a certificate. It's in your materials showing that it's a service dog, but it was issued on March 2nd of 2022. It doesn't specifically state, in fairness, it doesn't specifically state for what purpose, to Mona's point earlier, but there is a certification on file with us now.
Is it issued by an agency that we recognize to be an authority in this area?
Upon looking in the Google search, yes, it is a legitimate national organization.
Right. I'll be right.
So, Mr. Chairman, members of the board could move forward for adopting the findings, effects, and conclusions of law and limit it to the licensing issues, facts relating to the license that was out of compliance, and could also make a finding regarding the law that has been alleged and not include the service animals should you wish to proceed in that area based on what Mr. Magali has shared with you.
Yeah, I would say we accept it's all true. Yeah. Should you say the same thing again? I move the away. I move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violations in the formal hearing complaint in regards to the license that was outdated for 16 months.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right. Unanimously, we accept that position. Do we have an order of discipline in this matter?
I motion, Tracy Mayfield, I move that we impose the following discipline as our order in this matter. It sounds like, you know, we acknowledge she didn't have the license for 16 months. She promptly got it back in order, but there should be a $150 fine, civil fine, for it being 16 minutes late.
Months.
Yeah.
Months.
16 months.
Goodman, second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 16 minutes.
Oh.
So, all right. Unanimously, we agree that this all happened, and we agree that the fine should be reduced to $150. We appreciate everyone's participation, and we will send out a letter related to this to Ms. Kwan, so that you can proceed to close the case. Ms. Kwan, does that make sense to you?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with your dog.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Can I request that we put it on the list? Can we consider a claim for dogs?
Okay, Ms. Hall?
Yeah, we're all done. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right. Our next case is case number 98000. Tracy H. Einhausen. Einhausen. Case number 599-20334 or 306-00188. Good. Come forward. You're good. We're just having a good time here today. Don't worry. You swear the testimony, or you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give today will be truthful? And state your name.
Tracy, I have
a question. All right, please have a seat. So you brought this handsome guy with you. Is he somebody you know?
I'm sorry?
You know that guy?
Yeah, he's my husband.
Oh, all right. That's a good choice. All right.
Yeah. Right now.
It's a temporary situation. All right, and there's Ms. Chavez. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Ms.
So would you tell us about this case number 98000?
I will. Good morning, Mr. Begley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On December 20th, 2022, I conducted an inspection of Nails and More by Tracy. I spoke with owner Tracy Eichhausen. The owner stated she had put in for an establishment license application on December 10th, 2022, but hadn't received the salon license yet. During the inspection of Nails and More by Tracy, I identified the following violation. The owner has the salon open and servicing clients without an establishment license. I called the board's office and was told by board staff there is no license under the name Nails and More by Tracy. And at the time, the licensing department was not processing December 10, 2022 yet. I completed the inspection and provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated the owner before leaving. As of May 18, 2023, there is no trade name through Arizona Secretary of State under Nails and More by Tracy. If you have any questions for me, I will be happy to address them.
All right, so obviously this license still hasn't been issued because of the Secretary of State.
Not yet.
All right. All right, so do you understand the problem with the trade name thing?
Yes, can I explain? Trade name, when I look up the LLC and when I click on trade name, they say it's unnecessary to have a trade name. That's the reason why I didn't get a trade name, because I just rented the small space in this building.
Right. Whoever said it wasn't necessary wasn't us.
I'm sorry?
Whoever told you it wasn't necessary wasn't the Board of Council.
No, it's under LLC, the Arizona Corporation. That's the reason why I didn't get the trade name. So that's why I didn't. And then for the license, on the date I paid, I did fill out the application. I did submit all the information that I required. However, I did not realize it didn't go through. And I took off because my aunt and my mom was sick, and I ended up lost both of them. So I couldn't come back. A couple weeks ago.
So you haven't been working?
I haven't been working, but I'm in and out, because I'm back in town when I get out again. I just came back. So I thought it's all the information I submitted. It was already approved. So I did not get any information until April. The first week of April, and I said, why my application didn't get through? And now they asked me to resubmit it again. So I quickly resubmitted again. And then 2 days ago, I got my phone. I did check the email to ask you if you work my family. So I kept the email sent from the board 2 days ago that they require their training, that I didn't realize that I have to get a training because I thought I have a small risk, a small stage. I did not necessarily have a training. That's what in my mind. So I did submit it this morning, that information, that what I got from him.
Okay. Does anybody know how long it takes them to issue a trade name at this point?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, it varies dramatically based on the week. However, it can be anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks or as little as 2 days if you request expedited service and pay the additional, I think it's $7 fee for expedited service.
I actually did it this morning. My husband helped me this morning. and they don't have the opportunity to expedite it anymore. So they give me a two. Yeah, I already did it this morning.
All right, and they indicated it might be 2 weeks. Okay. Linda, you're not on the agenda. You could tell her and she could tell us.
Real quick, Tracy, so how long have you been in business or how long have you been operating?
I rent the space in November, but I didn't do anything. Just a small space. I didn't do anything because I didn't realize that my aunt got cancer. My mom died.
So you haven't worked in the space?
No. So when she was there, I did work that week.
That one day you worked?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just checking. So the day she came in, you were working.
I did. And I actually worked a day after that, too. I have to admit that because I didn't realize that I did not have a license. I thought I submitted all the information they needed. And they said they would send me an email. When you pay, you got the license. I did not get anything until the first week of April from the state. Nothing.
And have you worked since?
I've been out taking care of my mom and my aunt.
Not gonna run
into something. No. Tell her. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear if the board was having discussion.
You're speaking loudly.
Oh, I couldn't hear.
Like that, my LLP. Yeah, so I just changed the name. Actually, the LLC has been going on since 2014. So I didn't realize that I have to get the trade name on the new name.
But you did that this morning?
I just did it this morning.
Okay.
But there's something about the trade name part. I did it for trying to order the support.
Okay, and just for clarification, if I may. So at a point back in November, December, somewhere in there, you attempted to get a license in that time period?
We did, right on that.
But there's no note.
Do we have any record of any of that?
She did.
Okay,
yeah,
so she tried to, it didn't work out.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't go through.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I sent all the information I need, and I'm really good at this.
Yeah, in our world, you have to have that trade name. And the reason is so no one else operates like you. No one else says they're you. So a consumer wouldn't think they work with you and they really work with her. Because you both use the same name. By having a trade name, you keep her from taking your name.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I thought it was just because it's me.
So all this has been, yeah, you knew that. All right, so we believe at this point that all the filings have been done and that we're just waiting for the trade name people to get through their deal. And other papers have been filed with us, or no, probably not yet, because you don't have the trade name. So, all right, let's move into the discussion stage. What do you guys think about continuing this to find out if it gets cleaned up before we decide what we're doing?
I'm not opposed to it.
Well, should we?
She's not working at this point, so we don't know.
She was that one day.
She was that one day, yes, sure. But if we continue the case, then we can see if this trade name thing gets done, the paper gets done. If we issue a license, we'll know what happened.
Because she does have she actually has a license, correct? Not an establishment license, but
personal license.
License.
She has two.
Was up to date?
Mm-hmm. So can, I don't, we just...
Yeah, can we just make a motion to continue without going through the process of something happened, didn't happen, all that routine?
You could continue the informal for further investigation.
Yeah, that's where we are.
If you wish to do that.
All right, I make a motion, we continue this case for continued investigation to make sure you have time to comply, that the things get through, and we can take a look when it's over and see where we are.
Good.
Anyone like to second that?
Second. Marshall Knox.
Okay, we have motion and second, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right, we're going to continue the case until next month. Would the 30 days be likely to be long enough to waste your time?
I can make that 45, to be on the safe side.
All right, so let's go ahead, we're in this case for 60 days. So we have time for you to get your paperwork done. When you're done, if you're totally in compliance, we can review the case and see that you're set. If you're still messed up, we can decide to take you to the Cosmopolitan Jail at that point.
And Mr. Chair, members of the board, also making it understood that you cannot operate the establishment while you're not licensed.
If you get your license, go to work.
So I have to weigh into the trade name too.
Yeah, the trade name's a part of getting your license.
Can I say something?
To her?
Is there a way, if we can do that, like, call the trade?
You can do anything with the trade name people you want to, that's not us. You can go down there, sit in their lobbies, yell at them, I don't care what you do. Just get your things. Has nothing to do with us, just get your trade name, hire your paperwork, move on.
So if, when I get the trade name, how long does that take for the state board to, because I know it takes so long for the state board.
You know our current numbers, Mr. Frank?
So I would actually recommend that we not get into licensing specifics within the board meeting, because we're in the process of formal proceedings right now. We will reach out, we can reach out to the licensee on Monday after the board meeting to answer any questions that they might have.
We understand your situation, we want you to go to work and be legal. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Our next case is number 98068, Island Nails One, SNT 20283, Island Nails One LLC. Alex Nguyen, license 11300087. Hello, sir.
Hello, hi, how are
you? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you get today will be complete and truthful? State your name.
Alex Nguyen.
Nice to see you.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we do, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation, assigned LLC attestation form on record for this case.
Well, Alexander, you look so different.
Still an answer her.
Oh, okay, sorry. We're going to have a staff review the case, we'll come back next.
Okay.
So Alexander, would you go on?
So good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Keegan McConnell. On January 12th, 2023, Alice conducted an inspection at Island Nails with the manager, Alex Nguyen. During the inspection, a cart for waxing was set up and ready to be used. The manager stated that he only practiced on his mother and not any clients. Inspector Alice educated and explained how to properly apply and obtain the right license for waxing services. And then as of May 18th, 2023, Island Nails has not applied for the appropriate establishment license. And then you will see the photographs attached to this report, and I provided the license fee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them. Thank you.
Again, based on the view that you were able to see, apparently there were no sanitation violations.
No, sir.
Okay, so everything's about this waxing within a nail salon.
Yes, sir.
And then the appropriate establishment license would be to do skincare.
Okay. Would you please review this with us? Thank you.
I still want to ask a question because I have a hair salon too, and I didn't know the nail salon that I have right now needs to have a license of waxing stuff.
Are they connected? Are they in the same place?
Because I'm not there, so.
So the hair salon is one place and the nail salon is somewhere else?
Yes.
Okay.
So I didn't know that that have to be the license of wax for the nail salon.
Right, aesthetic license or cosmetology license.
Know that, so I don't know what to do. So after that, after they complained, so I already applied to do request license for that nail salon.
Did you apply for a cosmetology license or an aesthetic license?
The nail wax license. The cosmetology.
I don't know if there is a nail wax.
There's not a nail waxing license.
There's a nail license, there's a cosmetology license, there's an aesthetic license.
I think Cosmo, I forgot, I did it online, but I forgot what it is.
Okay.
But about the waxing stuff for the nail salon.
Okay.
So you've applied for that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Can you verify that?
We do have, this is member, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is Darnay Griffin. We do have the nail tech application file. We do not have an aesthetic application on file.
Okay, do you know when you filed that?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? And it's under the same company name?
Yes.
But Mr. Chair, I'm not sure if you heard Mr. Griffin. He said that he applied for a nail tech license, not an aesthetics or cosmetology license. So he'd still be unable to.
Is that what you found was a nail tech license application?
Just one moment.
Just one.
Things that it's under the same.
And to be clear, this is a second license you've applied for.
Yes.
Okay.
We only have the nail tech.
Yeah, he apparently only has the nail tech, so I don't know why.
I don't know what happened. Maybe it must go too or too early to find out.
No, he would have it if he didn't go through. I think would be fair to say.
So we did receive an application a couple weeks ago. And please correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Griffin, we did receive a license a couple of weeks ago. However, that license was for nail technology, not for aesthetics or cosmetology.
That is correct.
Oh, it appears what he's saying, it appears you applied for a second. Would it be a second nail tech license? He already has a license, right?
He already has the nail tech license.
And then he applied for another one?
Right, there is no aesthetic license application.
Yeah, apparently you applied for another nail tech license.
Oh, maybe I put the wrong.
I know, wrong button. I do that too. I understand. All right. So anyway, you do need to apply for a correct license.
Yes, sir.
So whatever you did this time is not going to, well, you'd end up with two of the same on the same place, and that doesn't make sense. So yeah, you need to correct that. Can he cancel that some way and get the correct one, Darnell? Is there some way to fix that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we can, request a refund, and then he can reapply for the aesthetic application.
All right, that makes sense to you? All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, so yeah. No, because you want to continue your waxing there, right?
I wait for the license, then we continue.
Was that your intent, is to go that direction?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you know how to clean that up now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So.
Tracy Mayfield, I move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violations in the formal hearing complaint.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay. But it passes by majority. That implies then we have an order of discipline in this matter.
Tracy Mayfield, move that we impose the following discipline as our order in this matter. I would like to assess the 250 civil penalty. He didn't know, now he knows. That's the fee for it, and to get it fixed.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Nay. Majority rules. We are going to fine you $250 for this turmoil because you had the waxing in there without a license to do it. I understand you're fixing it. But the majority felt like you should have known that.
Theoretically.
So I have to pay $250.
Yes. That's true. We'll send you a letter to that effect. So after you get the letter, then you can pay it after that. I understand. Everyone didn't agree on it, but that was a majority vote.
I didn't hear the name.
Well, that's the fact. And the fact was that happened. And now you'll move forward and you won't have that problem again because you'll know and you'll have your license.
Okay, sorry. That's what happened.
I understand.
Yes, I agree.
That's
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, that brings us to number six. I believe, Rosa, if you remind me, I believe all the rest of them have been.
Number six is unresolved.
All right, so we can go through the exercise and move forward.
Yes.
Six, seven, eight, nine, and 10 are all unresolved?
No. The six and seven are unresolved, and then eight through 10 is continued.
Eight through 10 are continued?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we don't need the other count. All right, so then six and seven. You have a script for that, I believe.
You should first call to see if they're here, Mr. Chair.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll call the case, case number 97864. Unique by Nature SCOS 30771. Unique by Nature LLC owner, Taiwan D. Cruz number. Is anyone on the phone or present related to that case?
I'm here.
And who are you, Taiwan Cruz?
Correct, Taiwan Cruz.
Interesting. All right, then we'll call your case and deal with it. I'm glad you're clean today. We'll see if we can get this resolved.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we should probably swear him in, and then I need to run through the LLC attestation.
Okay. Mr. Cruz, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give today will be truthful?
Yes.
And state your name, please, for the record.
Taiwan Cruz.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Mr. Cruz, my name is Frank McGalley. I'm the executive director of the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board. I need to run through the LLC representation attestation with you, and you're going to either verbally agree to or not, and then we will go from there. So, Mr. Cruz, are you an owner of Unique by Nature LLC?
Correct. Yes, I am.
Which do you agree that is a legal entity in the proceeding before the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board?
I agree.
Are you a person? You are clearly a person. Are you an officer, partner, member, manager, or employee of the entity?
Officer.
Officer, okay. And the entity has specifically authorized Mr. Cruz to represent.
I'm sorry. I'm an officer and an owner.
Okay. Are you, have you specifically been authorized to represent Unique by Nature in this proceeding?
Yes.
This is not your primary duty to the entity.
I'm confused with that question.
So you're representing the organization is in this legal matter is not your primary duty?
No.
Okay.
I'm the owner of the business and it's registered up under my name and solely my name.
Right. And you are not receiving a separate or additional compensation for your role in this proceeding?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to have staff review the case, then I'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and a member of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On November 2nd, 2022, I conducted an inspection of Unique by Nature. I spoke with Taiwan D. Cruz. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. Inactive license over 2 years. I verified the Unique by Nature license on the Deadport database and determined it was reactivated and expires August 11, 2023. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
The board have any questions? All right. Mr. Cruz, could you explain this situation to us?
Basically what happened was I was married, and my wife and myself was co-partners in the business, and we got a divorce. And once we got a divorce, we transferred the license over in my name solely. And I thought that I renewed my cosmetology license, and this was during the COVID time, and obviously I didn't. So it was an honest mistake. And as soon as she notified me that it wasn't renewed, I went online and renewed it while she was there.
Okay. Do we have any other issues with this? This is the only.
No.
Okay. Does anybody on the board have any questions?
How long was it out of date?
It was 2 years old. It was 2020.
It was 2 years on, it was up under another entity name. It was still Unique by Nature, but it was spelled differently. And it was an active license that expired on that one. And this was another license that was brought up.
Are you saying you were working under a different license?
I thought I was, but it was expired. Basically, yes, you guys are absolutely correct. It was expired.
What about personal license?
Personal license is still active, and my barber license is still active. And my barber shop license is still active.
And are these in the same facility?
Yes. I have a Cosmo license in this facility and a barber license in the facility, and my personal barber license in this facility.
And which one was it that was expired?
It's Cosmo.
The establishment of Cosmo.
Right. Board have any questions? Board have any thoughts and emotions?
Do they need to have Barber and Cosmo? Or isn't that? Yeah, we used to, but today's world.
Under the current rules, Mr. Chair, Member Goodman, under the current rules, it is still two separately required licenses.
But could they have one and cover it all?
Not at this time.
Okay.
And not during the time.
Not during the time reviewed either way. Yeah. Thank you.
Able to operate as a barber.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Big.
What services will pay for?
Yeah,
right. Be the thing.
Yeah.
Because technically, it's not.
Mr. Outside. Cruz?
Yes.
Tracy Mayfield here. What services do you perform?
I only perform barber services, but I have one Cosmo lady that performs barber services in my barbershop. And I have the license primarily for her.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to go somewhere with this. We only have 4 minutes.
Tracy Mayfield, I move that we adopt the factual allegations and the alleged violations in the formal hearing complaint.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that passes unanimously. Order of discipline in this matter.
I will say I would like to say I'm very torn, but it does look in this case to be an oversight because everything else was accurate. So I will say that I move that we impose no discipline, a disciplinary letter. A disciplinary letter.
All right, we have a motion for a disciplinary letter.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimously agree. We'll issue a letter stating this happened, so it will be in the record for a while, and there will be no fine. Mr. Cruz, you'll get a letter about this in the mail that'll tell you that we did this, and that's all there is to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. All right. I believe it's our last case of the day. It's 97984, Angelica Marie Nunez, 1210-1272. Ms. Nunez, are you there? Star 6, if you're on the phone. Hearing no response, I move the case number 97984 be moved to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into compliance with the consent agreements that have already been provided.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you all. We have one more need for another motion. My favorite of every meeting.
Mr. Chair, there's actually another agenda item
like that. Where?
Number 7, right there, top of that.
Well, I thought 7 was not. No, we did 7.
No, we haven't. not that case number. Flip the page.
I got nothing.
Nope. Right there at the top of that page, called for public comment.
Those wishing to address the board need not to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit these persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number of minutes, which would be about 30 seconds. In addition, each person wishing to address the board may be given 5 minutes, which isn't going to happen. Pursuant to ARS 38431.01H, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. We can't respond to anything you say anyway. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing the staff to study the matter or to schedule matter, whatever. Anybody else want to say something? Hearing no response, that's it. It didn't happen. Therefore, the next item would be we and adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Any second?
Second.
Thank you. Bless you. All right. All in favor say it. I do.
I do.
I do.
I do. We're out here. You guys.
I think you're allowed to adjourn by commandment.
Yeah, I think you're almost about 30 seconds late.
I know. I was trying to get out
of here. Oh, good work.
Just had a ball. Thank you.